have asked the committee assistant to note the role, and I would like to have each person just do a brief introduction of themselves. Senator Day, I think you're over here. If you will, just for the particularly for the new members or members with whom you have not served on committees in the past. My name is Ann Rest, and I represent a district in Western Hennepin County and have been in the legislature for 22 years, the last six, starting my seventh in the Senate. Senator Roebling, maybe we could go to you if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Claire Roebling, and I just completed 10 years in the Senate, and I've actually been on this committee the whole time. I just realized I was a lead senator for the Republicans for a while, but now I have a different several different committees that I am serving that role in. I represent Shakopee, Prior Lake, Savage, Jordan, Newmarket, Elko, and a few townships in between, and commute in every day, and so I always appreciate having our work done before evening falls.
Before rush hour.
Yeah. Senator Larson.
Thank you. I'm Dan Larson, and I'm starting my ninth year in the legislature, my first year in the Senate, and I represent portions of Bloomington, portions of Minneapolis, and then the entire city of Richfield. And I served my first term in the House on the equivalent of this committee, and I'm excited to be back to this topic area.
I might point out that Senator Larson is going to be chairing the subcommittee on elections, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Senator Gerlach.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Gerlach. I'm from Apple Valley. I represent also Rosemount and Burnsville, parts of Burnsville as well. And Dan and I were elected together. In fact, we were at our freshman orientation roommates together way back in 98. At any rate, so yeah, I've been in the legislature for 8 years and the last two in the Senate.
Senator Lurie.
I'm Tony Lurie from District 8, which is most of the territory between Duluth and Minneapolis on the Wisconsin border. I will be vice chair of this committee, very excited to be here. My first year in the legislature. First year in the Senate, too, of course, then. And I will also be chairing a subcommittee under this committee on gaming and gambling issues. So very glad to be here. Thank you, Chairman.
Senator Betzold.
I'm Don Betzold. I represent parts of Fridley, Spring Lake Park, Mounds View, and Blaine, Anoka, and Ramsey counties. I was first elected in 1992, and in my first term, we actually had a state government committee and a local government committee. I was on the local government committee, then chaired by the now late Senator Betty Adkins, and then I was on the state government committee later on by Senator Metzen, so I've been kind of on and off both aspects over the years.
I might point out, too, that Senator Betzold is the chair of the state government budget division, too, so a number of the issues that are heard here will be going on to, or likely will be going on to his committee if they have a fiscal impact. Senator Day.
Dick Day, represent about 50 miles south of here, down 35W. I don't know how long I've served on this committee, but I think 16 years. But since the day that I guess we switched over to a state and local government committee, but Anyway, it's a pleasure to be here, and Madam Chairwoman, we'll do whatever we can to help.
Thank you. Senator Pampas, we've just begun. And
Madam
just,
Chair, I hate to be late for my first meeting. After caucus, I kind of spaced it, I guess, so I'll be
and
sure
so
to
we're
be
just,
here.
You're not the last one to be.
Remember,
Senator Pampas.
We actually have meetings.
If you would introduce yourself.
Senator Sandy Pappas, and I'm happy to be back on this committee. I was on it before when it was we had a metropolitan and local government committee. I don't know if I've ever been on the state government committee. This is a merged committee, so I'm looking forward to the issues and working with my fellow colleagues here in the committee. And my district is in St. Paul. You're actually in my district.
Senator Marty, we've just begun, and if you would just introduce yourself.
This is John Marty, and this is my first time on the state and local government operations. Last time I was on this state government operations is 1986 to 1990. It's been a long time, and I'm glad to be back.
Well, there have been a number of combinations of policy areas in for this committee, and the same thing is true in the House. And this year, the House continues to divide the jurisdictions. There is a state government policy committee that also involves elections, which we have, and that's chaired by Representative Pawlowski, and then the local and metropolitan government committee is chaired by Representative Hillstrom. We're going to take a minute and look at the jurisdictions that this committee has, and some of them are new. They are in your packet. I will also point out in the packet are the appointments to the two subcommittees. There is a committee on elections, as I mentioned, that Senator Larson will be chairing. The members of that are Representative Gerlach, who is also the ranking member in this committee. Senator Gerlach. And Senator Gimsey, I think I called you representative, Senator Marty, Senator Pappas, and Senator Rest, and then the gaming subcommittee will be chaired by Senator Lurie, and the members are Senators Betzold, Day, Rest, Roebling, and Vickerman. And Senator Vickerman did ask to be excused, that he was going to be a bit late for the committee because he had another commitment. In the packet also is a member and staff directory, and I at this point would like to introduce the members of the staff for the committee. On my right is Brenda Schaefer-Pellinen, who is the committee administrator. On my left is the committee legislative assistant, Peter Brickwetty. The legislative assistant to the vice chair is sitting behind Senator Gerlach. Patricia Rooney. Our committee page is Stephen Huser. Our Senate counsels are Mr. Bottern, Mr. McGowan, Mr. Watson. They will not always all be present, depending on the issue area, the policy area that we take up on any given day, and we'll try and respect the, their areas of expertise as we plan the calendar. The fiscal analyst that is assigned to the state government budget division is Kevin Lundeen, but his name is there for your information as well. And the committee intern is Dana Brandis, sitting behind Senator Roebling. So we're pleased to have all these people working to make sure that we can be successful in the legislation that we pass here. So if you would take a look on the January 2nd, 2007 list of agencies and areas that the State and Local Government Operations and Oversight Committee will be dealing with, you see that we do have four of the constitutional officers. We do not have jurisdiction over the Attorney General's office. I believe that that has been in the past also on either the Committee on Public Safety or I'm not sure where they have put it this time, but we do not have jurisdiction over that office. We do have jurisdictions over the Department of Administration, Employee Relations, Department of Finance, but not, and I'm still learning this, but not the Department of Revenue. We have jurisdiction over one agency within the Department of Public Safety, and that is the Alcohol and Gambling Enforcement Division, and that's because of the subcommittee on gaming. There is one area of gaming related issues that we do not have the jurisdiction on that is in Senator Marty's committee, and that is compulsive gambling. But there may be a time when we might want to hear a bill or that deals with that, Senator Marty, and then send it on to you as well, or vice versa. We have a number of the state boards, which I won't go into. We have all of the legislative commissions, some of which some of you are serving on, one of which we will have a bill today to eliminate. And in particular, we have the commissions that are not joint legislative commissions, but to wit, the MAC and the Metropolitan Mosquito Control Commission, the other metropolitan commissions, including parks and open space and sports facilities. We have the jurisdiction over the Racing Commission, a number of state councils, which we will also be reviewing, and we have jurisdiction over pension issues. But as those of you who have served on the committee before, any bill that comes here that deals with commissions, with pensions, is by understanding just to be taken up or not taken up by the pension commissions, and we will just wait for at whatever time they decide to act on a bill to receive a bill dealing with pension issues. And we'll have a bill introduced by the pension commission. It'll be heard here and then moved to the floor, or if it has some sort of fiscal impact, to a finance committee. We have jurisdiction over a number of confirmations, one of which we will take up soon, and that is the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. There is a requirement that those confirmations be acted on within 45 days. Is that correct? Within 45 days, those appointments have been made, and we will be acting on them. And it's also my intent to act on we've received the governor's appointments on other for other confirmations as well, and we will be acting on them in fairly short order. In addition, we will not refer the appointments, however, for like the Gambling Control Board and the Racing Commission down to the Subcommittee on Gaming. We will take them up only in the full committee, and on that day, Senator Lori will be chairing the committee, and on the day that we take up the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board, Senator Larson will be chairing the committee. We also have jurisdiction on some other laws, which are noted there for you. So that is our jurisdictions. Anyone have any questions on that? In terms of committee operations and schedule, and I will be brief. I don't think we are going to be meeting late today at all. We do have coming up on Wednesday. It is my intention to divide the committee according to the time of the committee rather than have a separate time commitment, so that the Committee on Elections will be meeting during the first half. The Subcommittee on Elections will be meeting during the first half of this time slot on Wednesday, and the Subcommittee on Gaming will have the second slot. We'll be hearing from the Executive Director of the Gaming of Charitable Gambling, and then the Racing Commission, and then and the Lottery, and then those of us that are on the Elections Committee will be hearing from the Secretary of State. It's also my intention not to meet into the evening. If we need extra time, I'm hoping that we can be extremely efficient. If we need extra time, we will be meeting on Fridays. We will not be meeting at night. In terms of the working rules of the committee, they're pretty straightforward in the way in which other committees operate, I think. We hope that members will come to and not just ourselves, but will come to the committee with their bills worked out, particularly if there's any controversy with outside groups, that the bills of members who are not members of this committee will be heard first, and that we will hear testimony from folks who are not lobbyists as a preference over lobbyists, particularly if there is any time constraint. In general, we will ask at the end of any discussion if there is any other discussion or comment from the public and hear that even if someone has not signed up. We are going to attempt to avoid omnibus bills, and that we'll have opportunities for individual members to take a small issue if they want or a large issue and to have that bill travel on its own under their leadership. I am hoping to have a committee project for anyone who is interested in working with me on it with regards to guidelines for commissions and advisory councils, and particularly renewing the need for legislative commissions. We've had a number of bills, one of them is mine, as a matter of fact, establishing commissions that really weren't worked out as well as they could have been, and we found that the commissions, I'm thinking now of the Sesquicentennial Commission, had itself to spend a lot of its time working out its own rules of operation. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're still doing that. And Senator Betzel and I are on that committee, that commission. And it's my intent that we don't have our commissions go through such such difficulties in order to operate. So I'm looking to establish some guidelines, a checklist. It may be in statute. It may not be to make sure that commissions that are authorized by the legislature and bills that are signed by the governor, that they're able to work in an efficient way and get going right away. So that is, if you're interested in that, I'll be working in the House with Representative Tingelstad and Representative Loeffler. And if you're interested in working with us and also with the Legislative Auditor's Office, who has some ideas about that, I would please let me know. With regard to bills being heard, in general, anyone who requests a bill to be heard will hear the bill. There may be some occasions when that won't happen. I would encourage members of the Republican caucus to meet with Senator Gerlach. I'll be meeting with him on a regular but informal basis to talk about the agenda that's coming up. And I would, you can certainly talk to me, but I would also hope that you would talk to Senator Gerlach about hearing bills whose chief authors are Republicans. So is there any other, are there any questions about expectations or things that you'd like to offer as suggestions on what's a good committee? Okay, then we are going to proceed to the first bill, and Senator Lurie will have his opportunity in his very first committee to chair.
Thank you. And the first item, the bill to come, is Senate File Number 19, with Senator Rust to present.
Subsidiary motions.
That's why I just lead on.
Mr. Chairman, I have a delete everything amendment I would like to offer at this time.
Okay. And being that this is the first committee that this has come before, and it's an author's amendment.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of SCS 0019A1.
Yes, and like, as I said, being that this is the first committee and it's an author's amendment, there's no debate. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. A number of years ago, the legislature created a commission on, legislative commission on metropolitan government. It's very hard to go back and recreate all of the discussion that went into the necessity for that commission. In 2003-2004, the commission met 9 or 10 times. In 2005 and 2006, it only met twice. We did pass some additional statutory language with regard to the Met Council, increasing the accountability to that particular commission and reports that need to be made to it, et cetera. This bill repeals that commission and yet continues to hold the Met Council responsible for providing the information to the standing committees in the House and the Senate, and that's what the delete all amendment does. One of the things that Senator Pogermiller, the majority leader, talked about in with the Committee on Committees in setting up this committee and calling it what he did, not just operations but oversight, was the hope that the legislature itself, through its standing committees, would increase that particular function with regard to the jurisdiction that it has. And so that's the spirit in which this bill is offered, that the standing committees of the House should be the ones to which we hold whatever agencies and or, in this case, the Metropolitan Council accountable, and not to some third entity like the Commission on Metropolitan Government, which may or may not, based on the history of its meetings, be active or inactive. And so the bill is fairly straightforward. Mr. Scheckman is here from the Met Council. He can comment on the history of it. It's not particularly appropriate for them to comment on the wisdom of the bill, but certainly he can comment and answer any questions about the history of the relationship between the committee and or the commission and the council. So I would invite Mr. Shetland to come forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. My name is Judd Shetland with the Metropolitan Council. I'm their government affairs director. And trying to tread lightly here over to what I say regarding the commission, I think that Senator Ress moved to have the reports, or basically the authorities that the Oversight Commission had, and deliver those directly to the committees who would have general oversight to the council up here at the legislature is an appropriate move. I think that this commission has met very infrequently over the past few years, and that commission's authority was to recommend and review, and there's been very seldom times when there has been anything that has been changed from when the council has presented anything. And if there has ever been a particular issue of that has raised the point to where we would have to come before the commission, I think the appropriate move would be to come before the actual committees that can take action. I think that is probably the best way to proceed at this point. I don't want to trip myself up here too much, but
thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, that is the actually the extent of the testimony that I had. That is the affected agency, and again, I would argue that the jurisdiction and the accountability should come directly to the legislature and not to some intermediate group. And, Mr. Chairman, we would stand for questions from the members.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, are there current members on this commission, and do you know who they are, or are they to be reappointed every time there's an election?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pappas, yes, that is the case. The members who were appointed during the 2005-2006 legislative session were from the Senate, Senator Dibble, Senator Hahn, Senator Ryder. Senator Wieger was the chair the last time around, Senator Higgins, and Senator McGinn and Senator Moore. And I have talked with a number of the senators who served on it as well as the House members, and I do not find any objection to this bill.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up, Senator Rest, and I somehow I missed this, and I apologize if you already said it, is why was this created in the first place? Was it so long ago before we actually had committees that were that had this area and their responsibility? And who was the author?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Pappas, at the time, I think there was and this is back like in 2000, I think, a lot of controversy over Met Council and setting up and the accountability and responsibility issues, and it was seen as a compromise to set up this commission. But I think that particular purpose has been outlived. And perhaps Senator Betzold, Mr. Chairman, has
Senator
some additional
Betzold.
Comment.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Pappas. I think I was on the first group of appointees, as I believe Senator Rest was, too.
Yes.
And I remember spending a lot of time listening to Representative Lipman complaining about the Met Council and some issue with Lake Elmo. And we spent a lot of this board time doing that, this commission time doing that, but it wasn't anything. I don't recall any issue that this group dealt with that could not have been better handled within the separate committees in the House and the Senate. And as I say, I went off it when I went off this policy committee, but I could never figure out why we were there except because there was an agreement to create this group. Mr. Chair, I do have a question and just a clarification. On the delete all, the repealer is to section 3.8841, and that would be the enabling legislation for the Legislative Commission on Metropolitan Government, I take it?
That's right.
Correct.
We don't have that.
Okay. That is correct.
And it is on the...
Well, no, it isn't.
On the introduced version, a single digit, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Senator Betzold, a single digit was left off, and so we were repealing Minnesota Statutes 3884. And on the introduced version, that would have repealed the Legislative Commission on Minnesota and Ontario Matters. And we needed to add a 1. It's 3.8841. And that is indeed the that commission. What I did not want to do, however, was to do away with the other section of law, the 473-246, that required the Metropolitan Council to provide specific information to the legislature, which previously had been provided to the commission.
Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate the amended version. I remember when I looked up the bill earlier today.
You wondered
and
what was going to happen.
And I thought, I don't know if we want to completely get rid of all of that accountability. So when I saw this here, I was very pleased with that. I was on the very first commission with both of you. And the one benefit maybe was that we could meet year-round. But a legislative committee can, too, if something really relevant comes up and needs to be addressed. And so I think it is appropriate also that we just have it within the committee structure.
And there's no further discussion, Mr. Chairman. I would move that Senate file number 19 as amended be recommended to pass.
Okay. Senator Rest has moved that Senate file 19 as amended be recommended to pass. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, where will it be referred to?
To the floor. Mr. Chairman, to the floor.
To the floor. Yes. Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Passed our first bill.
Mr. Chairman, we have no further business.
Okay. Hearing no further business, we will adjourn. Thank you all for coming.